Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi friends, this is Deb Hill, and today I have the privilege of reading my good friend Jonathan Duncan's devotional called Chain-Linked Humility. My childhood bike was fantastic. It had the beefiest training wheels ever. I used to tell kids they were concrete wheels. The Velcro that held my feet to the pedals was the fuzziest I've ever seen. I rode my majestic chrome-fendered beast at every recess through grade school. Once I was riding on our street and noticed one of my neighbors had two new dogs behind their fence. I rode my bike up a little incline to parallel the fence, and the dogs were eager to drool their love all over me. I let go of my handlebars and turned to grab the chain-link fence with both hands so the dogs could jump to lick my fingers. To my surprise, my bike started to roll down the incline away from the fence. The Velcro held better than ever as the bike slowly pulled me sideways over the asphalt, hanging on to the chain links outstretched. "I can still get out of this," I thought. Just then, another neighbor pulled up in her car. I was so embarrassed. She was one of those awesome ladies who's not surprised by anything but cares about everyone. She casually rolls down the window and says, "Oh, hey, Jonathan, how you doing?" Unfazed by my predicament. "Oh, hey, Mrs. Lupke, fine, I'm doing just fine," as I struggled to say. "Do you need any help?" she said with an audible smile. "Oh, no, I'm fine," I blurted, my fingers hurting from supporting my weight. Mrs. Lupke ignored my flawless bluff and helped me out of that bind with no small effort. I wanted her not to see me, so I could have gotten myself out of that bind. I was oblivious to my need, blinded by my confidence. She saw my need, and I was afraid she'd always see me as needy. Pretty arrogant, huh? I was super independent. I wanted to find my limits, and I didn't want help. God bless those who help anyway. The passage of scripture we've been studying this week points out what happens if we humbly accept the Lord's provisions. Notice Peter did not squawk about breakfast like he did with the previous foot washing in the upper room. If the Lord gives you food when you can get your own, just accept it with gratitude. I have too many stories about learning humility. We will keep learning humility and how to receive what we need from the Lord together. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.